visuals and noisials that this city has to offer. We're going to start off with a request and a track that I don't think I've ever played on this show before. And it is Summery. Now, the thing is, I really need you to pay attention and be patient. This track takes a little while to get started, but it's a glorious, glorious electronic manipulation of a gong by the one and only Steve Stapleton, better known as Nurse with Wound. Kick back, relax, enjoy the sunshine, and listen to Swan Song.
would know it was happening. If I would know I was changing. If it would hurt or be a warm feeling. If I will feel any change. I sometimes wonder if I will feel more grown up. If I would know it was happening. If I would know I was changing.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is a noise. The host is Luke Meat. And the music, my goodness. Let's see. Hope you enjoyed that first half hour there. We started you off there with a request, an inadvertent request. Me and a fellow noise partner in crime were discussing that first track, Nurse with Wound, off of the two-song EP, Alas, the Madonna Does Not Function. The track is called Swan Song, a wonderful electronic manipulation using a gong and human voice. Mr. Maxwell, Mike Maxwell, that's going out to you, dude. Yeah, he just said to me, you know what, you should play that whole song on your show. And I was like, damn it, you're right. And so there you go. Great. Nice way to start the show. Nice and wavy and stuff like that, which builds into the song you heard after that. Waves, the new flavor of the month right now. Waves with two V's. The album is Waves with three V's. And we heard appropriately titled Beach Demon. Their newest one out on Fat Possum Records, Waves. Get it now. The Waves appropriating the iconic logo by Oregon's The Wipers, legendary 80s garage band. After that, we had, gets my vote for least worst band name of the year. We heard Gay Witch Abortion off of their newest one, Maverick. And we heard Stain on the Floor. After that, a band that reminded me, that Gay Witch Abortion reminded me of, and one of my favorites of this decade, probably, Lightning Bolt, off of the must-own wonderful Rainbow album, Two Towers, you heard there. The album that kind of started it all. If you haven't seen their DVD, I highly recommend you check it out. And then we finished the set off with New Sensei, Daniel Pitou and Andrea Luchik. And when they get together, they make a wonderful, wonderful calamity. And for you New Sensei fans out there, they're going to be here on a noise next week, live, playing in the studio to promote a lovely little event that CITR's got going on May 6th. That is next Wednesday. Head on down to the Astoria, hosted by our very own Discorder Magazine. And we're going to have New Sensei, the Petroleum Byproducts, and GRD 8. I don't know if it's Grade 8 2000 or GR 8 Great 2000, but either way, three killer bands. And tune in next week to this very show to hear an awesome and hopefully soon to be continuing series of live bands here on A Noise. We've done them in the past, and it's always never fails to raise some eyebrows and scratch some heads. Well, we've got 12:04 in the PM. Hope you're enjoying the weather. Like I said, we're going to keep it psychedelic for you. We have something brand new by Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO on Alienate Records. I believe it's their fourth or fifth release on Canada's own Alienate Records. Make sure you check out their stuff for sure. They've always put out really good, consistent stuff. Alienate, I'm talking about there. The new album is called Lord of the Underground, Vishnu and the Magic Elixir. Acid Mother's Temple just in town a few weeks ago. I don't know what you thought of the show. I can always say it was a little bit, seemed kind of half-assed for them, but an average Acid Mother's Temple show is usually about 100 times better than most people's really, really amazing shows. So this is track one off the new Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO album. This is Elking the Clay.
Famous Circle presents Way of the B-Boy Weekend from May 1st to 3rd, beginning on Friday with the Vancouver premiere screening of Way of the B-Boy, a documentary following the history of b-boying, also known as breakdancing, from its pioneering in the 70s to the present. This new breed of documentary combines music, dance tutorials, and interviews with some of the world's top experts in breaking with the views of high-profile hip-hop personalities, reflecting on the origins, the values, and the history behind breaking. Famous Circle is proud to present a one-time screening at the Rio Theater at 1660 East Broadway on Friday, May 1st at 4:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. There will also be a one-on-one B-Boy battle the following day at the Cambrian Hall and workshops with the Way of the B-Boy co-stars on Sunday, May 3rd. For all the event details and to check out the movie trailer, go to www.famouscircle.com.
Herbie Hancock, you gotta love him there. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And we just heard the new Acid Mother's Temple and the melting Parisio UFO, Lord of the Underground. Vishnu and the Magic Elixir is the name of the new one. Pretty much available everywhere because it's on Alienate Recordings out of Montreal. So that can save you a couple of pennies if you're an Acid Mother's Temple fan. Lord knows I've spent... Well, I'll save you the... I spent a lot of money on their stuff, so let's just leave it at that. Moving on here, let's get into local noise. What's going on at Fake Jazz tonight? Fake Jazz Wednesdays, Vancouver's only experimental noise night, and almost going 2 years strong, I believe. Support your local noise scene. Go down to the Cobalt. Check it out. It's always a good time. And this week... I'm afraid I haven't heard of who's on the bill, but I'll tell you anyways. Starting at 8 p.m., Cobalt, by the way, 917 Main Street, Vancouver, British Columbia, we have The Dead Are Those Who Have Died. Lovely name. Drawn Ire, Frozen Steak, Ptarmigan, and Darren Williams are playing. I don't know, and that's the coolest thing about Fake Jazz Wednesdays, is you never know what you're going to get, but it'll always, usually, be completely ear-piercing and challenging. And speaking of, also again, a shout-out to the Signal and Noise Festival that happened last week at Vivo Media Arts Center. Always take a look at the Vivo website. There's always some really cool stuff going on there, but Signal and Noise in their ninth year now, and this year did not fail. At all, if you ask me. And we're going to hear one of the artists that played at Signal and Noise. This is Daniel Menche with Zbigniew Karkowski.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeedy, Mr. Frank Rumbletone in the joint at 3 o'clock today. And with the weather being the way it is, you know he's going to bring you some good old sun-drenched garage psychedelia for you. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental radio show hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Perhaps she'll be talking about, I don't know, have you heard this rumor that Obama might have swine flu? Interesting. And I can give you the actual story on that is, yes, he was just in Mexico, and the tour guide that gave him a tour of the museum died the next day. So this is something that I'm sure Fox pundits are having just a heyday with. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with the lovely Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30, Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita, all CanCon all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, The Man, The Myth, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked all day. Coming up in this set, just got an email from a friend, and you can get in touch. I don't Twitter, but you can get in touch with me on Facebook and lukemead@hotmail.com. But a friend of mine just wrote me a letter who just picked up the recent reissue of the Silver Apples self-titled album. And he was like, wow, this really kicks ass. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I've had it for years, you know. But it made me realize I haven't played them in a while. And in case you didn't know, Silver Apples, of course, from New York City, 1967 to 1969. Only putting out two records, unfortunately. They are self-titled and Contact. But the amazing thing about them is they invented their own synthesizer utilizing a whole bunch of different tone generators, and it was called the Simeon, named after the man in Silver Apples, Simeon Cox III. But I also dragged out, where did they get their name? Well, they got their name from the modern American composer of electronic music, Morton Subotnick's Silver Apples of the Moon. Most notable for being trivia music question, but early electronic music was made using wave generators and tape manipulated sounds. Morton Subotnick was one of the first composers to work with an electronic instrument, with the electronic instrument designer Don Buchla, and Buchla's modular voltage controlled synthesizer, which he called the Electro Music Box. It was constructed partly based on suggestions by Morton Subotnick, and it was a little bit easier to use and stuff like that. And it was considered one of the first so-called conventional electronic music albums. So we're going to hear something off of Silver Apples from the Moon, but we're also going to start with the band that kind of brought it to, I don't know, regular music listeners' attention. This is the Silver Apples, Oscillations on a Noise.
Down to the ground, cause our stars. Thank you. Travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Yes, Toronto in the summertime is... oh, so sticky. North by Northeast, yes, coming up. Make sure you check it out if you have the means and if you happen to be in that vicinity of the country. We just finished you off there with Morton Subotnick's Silver Apples from the Moon all the way back to 1967. And we're just about going to wrap up the show here like we always do with the infamous Nurse List. We're at part 173 of our 300-part series, Better Known Nurse List. And yeah, today, I'm surprised I haven't played this one because it's everyone knows it already, but it has made Stephen Stapleton's infamous Nurse List. And this is a good summertime tune. For me, it's a summertime tune. And it's kind of just kick back and relax and enjoy the sunshine. This is the album that started it all. This is Noi with Hallo Gallo. And I'm signing off, saying until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
I'm Andrea Vassell, author and columnist of Ecoholic, and you're listening to The Green Majority.
From Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first environmental news hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popink. Welcome to the Green Majority. This week, it's green economics as we take a look at the current recession and what it means for environmental realities and environmental opportunities in the coming years. On today's show, we speak with BMO Deputy Chief Economist Douglas Porter about greening the economy in a time of recession. Later on the program, ecological economist Peter Victor joins us to consider how we might be able to make room for steady-state economics within a shifting economic context. All of this and more is coming up, but first, here's Canada's top environmental headlines with Chris Berube and Darren Kaster.
Canadian entrepreneurs may be on the path.